This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Kickoff hour number three with Davey Hudson and the Depot. It's the Davey Depot. Davey Hudson, take it away.
Okay, so to get things started, the fact of the day as we continue our conversation surrounding what to do in Omaha. A quick update, I was correct on the Japanese balloon bomb as it related to an explosion happening in Oregon. Unfortunately, that killed six Americans, one woman and five children when they tried to pull it out. But Omaha, I believe, was as far inland as one of those bombs ended up making it. But the fact for today as it relates to Omaha, Omaha has played host to the U.S. Olympic swim trials for three consecutive trials, quickly becoming Swim City USA.
I think that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They will host the trials again. It's initially set for the 2020 Olympics. We obviously know what has happened there as it relates to COVID and why that got pushed back. But I said I was going to tie it into Tennessee, specifically Luma City and Knoxville.
Do they swim in the river?
That's, I don't know.
Okay.
You're going with there. But do you know that Luma City actually has a former gold Olympic medalist?
Did not know
Olympics.
That.
Yes, Claire Donahue, swimming, ended up going to Western Kentucky for school. Actually, her youngest brother, I believe, Dean, graduated a year ahead of me. But yeah, Lenore City has a gold medalist. Knoxville also has a gold medalist, I think.
Surely we have more than one, right?
For swimming, I know at
least
one.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
I'm not talking about like the University of Tennessee. I'm talking about like people that like grew up in Knoxville.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Davis Tarwater, who went to Webb. But I believe both of them won a gold at the 2012 London Olympics. So there's that note. Also, I saw this. I put it in my bookmarks. I want to make sure I get this right. But apparently, when it comes to the Tokyo Olympics, they haven't made a decision on if fans can attend.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We're still that far away from decisions regarding that?
I'm pretty sure, but the story that kind of caught my attention, any idea how much the taxpayers in Japan could have to bail out the...
Oh, gosh.
I guess it would be technically Tokyo, but if
three,
they can't
three
do
billion?
$800 million. Yeah. Mm. Tokyo Olympics would need an $800 million taxpayer buyout or bailout if fans cannot attend.
Yikes. So I mean, that's like the big... I mean, they reshape cities when you host the Olympics to have enough, you know, apartments and hotels, things to do. I mean, it's remarkable. To just say, oh, yeah, by the way, no fans, sorry. That would be a huge hit.
Apparently, foreign fans will not be able to attend, but they haven't decided whether people within Japan can make it.
Wait, so foreign fans, definitely a no-go?
I believe so right now. If I'm wrong on that, someone please let me know.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. I don't necessarily like it, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Because, I mean, that's coming up. What, we got like a month and a half till the Olympics start?
Is it even that long?
Might not be.
Isn't it mid-July?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, it starts in July.
Anyway, there was how I started the Omaha stuff. You can find more fun facts about Omaha throughout the rest of the week here on Three and Out. I will be doing a movie review for today. I wanted to give my banger of the day, and for that, as I pull up the list of songs I currently have on my phone as I try to stall and think of one that's a good banger, I am going to end up picking the song that is entitled Don't like that one. Keep scrolling. As you can tell, I'm very prepared for today's Depot.
I asked you if you were, and you said yes.
Ah, Nothing But a Good Time by Poison. That's a banger. So, there we go there. Gambling update last night. 4-0. Had to sweat it out. Actually, I was asleep, and I woke up at 3 a.m., and I was like, I'm pretty sure I lost this bet, and I lost this one. Nope. San Francisco hit a grand slam to take a one-run lead against the Diamondbacks and secure that victory for me. But I think I said earlier, last 13 MLB bets, 12-1. And today I'm actually going to be riding with San Francisco again because they are facing the Diamondbacks, and I want to make sure I get this right. So, yeah, if it weren't for that grand slam last night, the Diamondbacks would have snapped their 20-game losing streak on the road. So they cannot win on the road. I think they've lost 12 games consecutively now, but they just cannot win on the road. They're awful there. San Francisco, I was able to get them at minus 165. I'll be taking the Giants again tonight. So we'll hope this train just keeps on rolling.
To Omaha. The train. We're taking it.
I decided, we're talking about baseball and traveling, and I thought it'd be a good time to, and talked about how, you know, it's been a great season, and if things,
I did it yesterday, just turn that off, it's buzzing.
Oh, sorry.
Now you know the signal.
Got it. Repetition is key. Talk about how Tony V and the boys have made a great run to Omaha, and we've been excited. But, you know, if things don't go well, just remember it's about the fun of the game. So I've decided to review the film Benchwarmers. Have either of you seen this film? Mm-hmm. I know Adam has. He's shaking his head.
Great movie.
Okay.
It was much better than expected. I didn't have high expectations, but it was really funny.
It's a sports comedy starring Rob Schneider, David Spade, and John Heder. John Heder's Napoleon
and
Dynamite.
And the guy who's in all the Sandler movies.
John Lovitz?
No, but he
Oh, Nick Swartzen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick
He always plays like the... Is he the one who's afraid of everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's afraid of the sun, just pretty much anything. He's David Spade's younger brother in this one. Terrible haircut.
But it's perfect, really.
Yes. Yeah. So the film starts off, and we have Richie and Clark. Now, Richie and Clark are nerds. They have struggled to really make a lot of friends throughout the years. I mean, Clark is a paper delivery boy, even though I think he's in his like early 30s at this point, and just struggles with a lot of social skills. Like, he's the type of guy, it's like he rides his bike because his mom doesn't think his motor reflex skills are up to the challenge to go ahead and try and get his license at this point. But they struggle to kind of just go out and be cool with everything. And then there's Gus, who is played by Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider, as we know, not a very big person, but essentially what has happened is there are these kids that are in the neighborhood, and they're just, you know, they're out there on the diamond just having some fun at the local park. They're not athletic. They don't necessarily have the skills to where they could make a baseball team, but then, you know what? They love the game. They have fun playing. And so they're out there just goofing around. And then a team from the area that's just filled with a bunch of jocks. Again, like we're talking about like early middle school age kids, maybe late elementary school. They start bullying the kids that are just out there having fun. And the one kid who ends up taking the brunt of the bullying, his name is Nelson. And So Nelson, his dad, is actually a millionaire. It's John Lovitz in the film. And John Lovitz, of course, has like all these cool gadgets and things in which he's just bought over the years. Obviously, money's of no concern to him. But the kids that are being bullied on the baseball field, Clark Ritchie and Gus run over there and kind of stop the kids from bullying the other kids. And that kind of sets things off in motion. And so while Clark, Gus, and Richie are out there, Gus is like, guys, we should come over here and play, hit a couple balls around later on tonight. So they come back, and while they're just playing around, even though David Spade and John Heater, I'm just going to refer to them by their real names now, even though they've never played before, they're just trying to learn. Gus is kind of teaching them and just, you know, having fun. The bullies show back up. And they're like, hey, it's our time to practice. Well, Gus then challenges, or Rob Schneider then challenges, like, this entire team to a game of just, like, three versus that entire team. And Gus and, or Rob Schneider, David Spade, and John Heater end up winning the game, even though Rob Schneider is the only one that's any good. And so, it's obviously, it's kind of hard to play baseball with just three players, you know. I mean, at a certain point, as we find out, if you get the bases loaded, you don't have anybody to hit. So, anyway, they win, and then the dad or the baseball coach of one of the kids that's of the team that is bullying the other kids shows up whenever, I think they like go to Pizza Hut or something later on. I don't know. It's been forever since I've seen the film.
We can tell.
Yeah. But they end up getting into another challenge after they get into an argument, and John Lovitz at some point decides, you know what, I'm going to sponsor a baseball tournament for all the kids that have always been bullied, and it's like it'll be the bench warmers versus all these kids' teams. And so that starts to get funded. They end up getting a bus, and they call it Gus Bus, which you've kind of heard now because for Gus Malzahn, they kind of refer to him as Gus Bus at times. Like, and that kind of relates back to, I think, this movie. But anyway, they start playing all these teams, and they continue to win. And, of course, like, stories are written about them about how, like, oh, they were bullied as kids, but now they're kind of like doing this for the kids that have always kind of struggled and have been bullied. But as we later find out, Rob Schneider wasn't actually bullied. He was a bully, even though he's super short. He kind of claimed, like, yeah, I was always being picked on for being short. That wasn't the case. He actually bullied one kid so hard that he had to go to like a mental institution. Very sad situation. So they continue playing, and if you remember, I'm sure people have seen the gif of the guy just, his birth certificate is written in green crayon with a picture, and it just says, I am 12 with a $20 stashed in there. That's from the Benchwarmers. And so he's on the mound at one point, and this is when I kind of told you about, they sub him in. I'm trying to think of, I don't remember whoever Nick Swartzen plays, what his character's name is, but he ends up, the bases get loaded, and so they have to bring him out there, and of course he's freaking out about the entire thing, the guy who's like, I am 12, I think his name's Carlos, he keeps drinking, and he's starting to see like three different people. His vision's just fuzzy, obviously, because he's drunk. He throws the ball, and he actually hits Nick Swartzen, which, as we know, if you get hit in baseball, you get to take your base. So then, I don't remember which one it was. It might have been Gus, Richie, Clark, who cares. They come in. They ultimately end up winning the game. And long story short, as we get to where the final game happens, that's when I was out of order, but they find out that Gus had actually bullied kids. But he makes amends with the kids that he bullied. Oof, struggling. And so then the next thing that happens is they end up not having the three guys play the baseball game, but they let all the kids that have been bullied play the game. And even though they get killed, you know what, guys? They have fun. And that's why we play sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, I typically play to win, but, you know, you got to have fun.
Love of the game.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Benchwarmers.
Rating?
I give it a thumb up.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good movie, but, like, I can't say it. Like, I got a ranking system, all right? And so it doesn't qualify into the two thumbs up category, but it's still a good movie, and I recommend it.
There you go.
That's the depot.
That's the depot. It's Davey. It's the depot. It's Davey's depot, where Davey just, you know, does his thing for
blah,
a second.
Blah, 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 blah.
What do you guys want to talk about on the other side?
There's some...
Winnebagoes you're looking at? Is that what you're about to say?
Breaking news out of the NBA.
I saw that. Mm.
Couple of big player breaking news coming out of the NBA.
Indeed.
The latest is sources Kawhi could miss series with knee injury. Expected to miss game 5. That's tonight. And could be out the rest of the series with a right knee injury. And the other note
Yikes.
Was that CP3 is in NBA protocols. Out indefinitely.
COVID. Right?
Yep.
Well, it feels like these playoffs just got turned upside down.
Well, the good news for Chris Paul is that their series was a sweep, so they at least get a little bit of time before they have to play the winner of the Jazz-Clippers series. And with how things are set up, I mean, we're tied 2-2 in that series, so you're guaranteed at least – 2 more games for them, even though, I mean, one's tonight, so you might have to start next week, but maybe if it was just a close contact and he gets through the
incubation
period.
If he's been already
period.
Vaccinated, apparently the sit-out time is less. Why isn't the sit-out time 0 if you've been vaccinated?
No idea.
What I want to know is how come LeBron didn't get punished when he broke protocol and went to nightclubs?
And a tequila tasting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tequila tasting.
Why would you go to a tequila tasting, first of all?
Probably owns the company.
You're LeBron would just be my James.
Guess. Well, what's wrong with a tequila tasting?
It's tequila.
Like, and?
I don't understand like people that just tequila. Like tequila.
What's wrong with tequila?
He's just saying he doesn't understand the...
Like, I get wine tasting, but like, I mean, tequila... I understand, like, oh, Patron, like, top-notch. Like, but for the most part...
Some Don Julio?
He's just saying, give him a margarita and send him on his way.
No, not even that. It's just not tequila, man. Like, or... I mean, are they at least mixing it?
No, you're tasting the tequila for the... You're not taking just shots and shots. And you're just tasting it. I don't know if they're spitting it out, but it's not like they're just hammering back doubles.
I guess what Davey's saying is if you're going to be into a...
You got to see all the different flavors.
A drink category like that. It'd be more, you know, be like a bourbon expert.
Yeah, or
what's
like you go, no, you like it's not like, oh, I'm going to go to a vodka tasting. I don't know, maybe it's just clear liquors. I feel like that's stupid.
There is vodka tasting. That's
I know,
thing.
That's what I'm saying. So now I'm just the mindset that a tasting of clear liquors is just dumb. I get it for scotches. I get it for bourbons. But if you're going to go and you're going to do it for tequila, no, I'm out.
Didn't know you were a wimp.
No, I drink plenty of vodka. I'm not big on tequila. Tequila, we have issues. But
there it is.
But with like moonshine tasting, like I get like kind of there. But they at least like you go for different flavors. Like I don't.
They
like,
can do different flavors of tequila. It's not all just here's a tequila. They do different things. They have a Patron coffee flavored tequila that's really good.
That sounds repulsive.
Oh, you're crazy! It's so good. Next time you're at a bar, order a baby Guinness and get back to me. Deal?
You think they have it at Chivo?
I'm certain they would. If they have a full bar.
Best tacos in the world.
We don't just give free shout-outs at them.
Yeah, seriously, cut the check, Chivo. Where is it? I might go get them up for some advertising or something. Get a taco on the way. Yeah.
Gay Street.
Okay. Oh, yes, I've heard about this place. So you're in on...
Oh, man.
Okay. Good to know.
So Davey's excited because he already bet against Kawhi's team. Now the line's moving in his favor.
Well, the home team's, I think, covered every game this series. So, because they definitely did not the last time I put money on the Jazz for game 4, and they did not come through for me. They only had to cover 5, and they got beat by like 14.
Also, isn't Donovan Mitchell banged up too, though?
Mike Conley is. I don't know about Donovan Mitchell. I didn't see anything on Mitchell being out. But they haven't had Conley for a game this series.
Did you see what Kevin Durant did last night, Nate?
No, what did he do last night?
Oh, just your very casual 49 points, 17 rebounds, and 10 assists while playing all 48 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, they ended up winning the game, which was
they were down
highly unlikely, considering James Harden gave you 5 points on 1 of 10 shooting.
Kyrie was out, but they were down big at halftime. Mm-hmm. And battled back.
Like what, 16 points?
Mm-hmm. 16 or 17, yeah.
I mean, they literally needed every stat that KD put it up to have a chance.
And boy, did he.
114 to 108 over Giannis and the Bucks.
Giannis is a fraud.
Nets now lead 3-2.
No, don't come at Nate's Bucks, man.
I mean, I like the Bucks. I feel like they're one of the easiest teams to root for, but, I mean, you're a two-time MVP. You are one of the only guys who can match up physically with Kevin Durant, and you're going to stand in the corner and guard Landry Shamet?
I believe it's Shamet.
Tomato, tomato.
Right. Did you see any of the NFL minicamp news from yesterday?
No.
I mean, I know there's a couple of sit-outs.
Well, yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, obviously. But Tua Tagovailoa was picked off 5 times.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Said he was being really aggressive. I worry about him. Hmm. I really do.
Oh, Andy Dalton was named starter in Chicago.
Yeah, they doubled down on that.
Good.
Should be.
Why is that?
A lot of fire under Justin Fields' hind end.
Oh, okay.
You just want to hand him the keys. Make him sit and watch a week or two, and then be like, all right, it's yours, because inevitably that's what's going to happen. It's Andy Dalton.
Yeah, that'll happen. Eventually.
I mean, he was a decent quarterback 6 years ago.
I also heard Mac Jones is outperforming Cam Newton pretty handily.
Did you see the videos of
I saw a couple
Newton?
Of clips.
Well, Cam Newton,
but I
like, hurt his hand real bad. I think he's still dealing with some of that. He is back now.
It was rough, those highlights. But, again, I don't know how much of the was just like, oh, he had 2 bad throws out of, like, 20 or how many
were they just really
getting.
Bad, though?
I would have thrown it better, and I don't have much of an arm. Like, I think he was maybe 15 yards out, and nobody's guarding the receiver. Might have been a corner out. I'm not 100% sure. I can't really remember, but it was about 10 yards over his head.
On air?
Yeah. And there was one where it just, like, no spiral whatsoever. Like, it was
a duck.
Yeah. It was rough. Like, it was so bad, like, I really do have to question, like, how healthy he is.
But then didn't Bill Belichick come out and say that Cam Newton looks so much better this time?
He did.
Year than he did last year?
He said he's a lot further ahead, like, knowing what to do. I don't know if that means he's doing it.
Maybe he's got a more...
He's got a grasp of the playbook and all that, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's playing better.
Did you guys see Aaron Rodgers' comments?
About his quiet offseason?
Yeah,
That's about par for the course for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not much going on at all.
He wore an I'm offended shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
But
yeah, his troll game is strong.
Where?
On some interview, I don't know.
I don't get the meaning behind that. What's the point?
To get people to talk about it, I guess. Mission accomplished.
So petty.
He is.
I mean, the I'm offended is... Like, it's a shot in regards to or in the direction of the GM in Green Bay and just how their brass has handled things.
Kind of a mess.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you hate Aaron Rodgers, you owe the Green Bay Packers organization a thank you. I'll give it to him. He's the most talented quarterback of all time, but...
I was going to say, like, I enjoy watching him play, but I don't follow Green Bay, so I don't have to deal with all this other junk. I mean, I just see it now, and it's like, good gracious.
He really just needs to do Jeopardy. I don't know if
he said he can do that and play ball.
I hope he does.
It's true.
He says they're only recording like 40 days out of the year for Jeopardy.
And it's usually during, don't they do the recording like during the NFL playoff season? So he's usually not really doing anything much.
I think it's more of just the spring.
Anyways,
that's not when they recorded.
I think that's when he recorded this year for the.
Well, once they were done.
Yeah, once Brady put him out.
Yeah, but those are like specialty. Is it true that, like, no one else has given them a boost as a guest host? Like the show without Trebek has just fallen off, except that one week that Rodgers did it.
I can't even name you somebody else that they've had fill in as a guest host that wasn't a former contestant. Because like they had Ken Jennings do it for a bit, but they keep saying like, oh, we got a different host. Like I can't recall anyone else outside of Aaron Rodgers doing it.
We'll come back with more. Stick with us. Hour three continues right here on Fan Run Radio. This segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. It's the official credit union of Three and Out. They got you covered right here all across East Tennessee. So a couple NBA games tonight, looks like. Hawks and 76ers. Looks like a big one, game five. Clippers and Jazz as well. Davey mentioned earlier, another game five.
That one's looking a little weird.
Yeah, and for hockey, the only playoff game going on is Montreal versus Vegas. I expect Vegas to win.
Are they the favorite to win the whole thing?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. Jeez.
But I actually would be interested to see. Like, it's kind of weird just because people don't believe in Montreal, but I expect Tampa Bay. I think if Tampa Bay played Vegas, I'd probably put my money on Tampa right now. But I don't know. The Islanders matchup is definitely it's going to be a closer series than this Montreal-Vegas one will be.
Ada, I found it.
Oh, goodness. Back to this again, huh?
I found it. This is the one. Holy cow. Buddy, we could flip this. No problem. 1997 Vectra Ford. Runs on gas, not diesel.
Okay.
Great condition.
Great condition. All right.
38 footer. 39,000 miles. 460 big block.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an Onan generator, central heating and air. The motor to the awning needs to be repaired. Front windshield repaired. Tires got about a year on them. Only 16,000.
I don't think we have a lot of time for repairs here. Before we have
not
to
with
drive
that attitude.
1,000 miles.
Look at this bad boy on the outside. I mean, that's killer. Mm. Look at it. Look at that. It's brand new.
That does look good.
Who needs the awning anyway?
There's not many trees in Omaha. We might need the shade.
Yeah, we're going to. You talked about how hot it was.
I'll build us a pop-up tent. It's only hot during the day. Mm. Beautiful in the evenings. Park that bad boy right down by the river. Enjoy the view. All those people having such a great time.
The Elkhorn River or something like that.
It's the Missouri River, I thought.
Not where that campground is.
Oh, it was a secondary river.
It's across town. Yeah,
we got all types of rivers.
Probably a feeder system.
We got options here. That's what I'm talking about.
It's all the way across town.
Just think about it.
30 minutes away.
You think about it? Can you just think about it?
There's a lot. There's just get you an Airbnb. I even found you some.
All right, you book it. We'll settle up once I give it a review.
Elkhorn River. Yeah,
Elkhorn. Elkhorn. A lot of elk out there in Nebraska? Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. I don't believe so.
Actually flows into another river that then, I guess, eventually all comes together.
Well, speaking of Omaha, Callum's given us a little bit of a tidbit. This will be the first matchup all time between Tennessee and Virginia in baseball. Both Tennessee and Virginia are making their fifth appearance in the College World Series. The Cavs were runner-up in 2014 and national champions in 2015. In College World Series games, Virginia is 12-8, Tennessee is 8-8. The Cavs have finished first, second, third, and fifth whereas the Vols have finished second, third twice, and seventh in previous trips.
Cavaliers. Do they have a third place game?
I guess they just. I think they do. Don't they, Nate?
What?
How do they do the rankings like after?
Back before. Back when it used to all be double elimination, you would just know who was third because they would have lost the game to then play the. To have to beat the champ twice.
Gotcha.
But that's when it was like eight team. Full double elimination instead of four team, two pods, and then a best of three.
Hmm.
Believe I have that right.
Gotcha. Virginia is 13-7 in one run games, 1-7 in two run games. In games starting at 2 o'clock, the Cavs are 2-4 against teams with a top 25 RPI. They are 5-6 on the season. As I mentioned earlier, they've only hit 48 home runs on the season. Has them tied for 103rd nationally. They are 171st in team batting average. That is unbelievable. They are 195th with a .352 on base percentage. However, the 3.61 team ERA is 14th in the country. Cavalier pitching has only allowed 57 home runs on the year.
So we have more wins than they have home runs on the entire season. Pretty solid stat for us, not them.
Yeah, because are we at 50 right now?
50 or 51.
Pretty impressive. Are we the only team in the country with 50 wins?
Arkansas got it, I believe.
That would make sense. Can we pass them? Can we be the winningest team in the country, even if we don't win the whole thing? I know we played. I think we've also played 66 games, and some of these teams aren't even above like 55.
Yeah, we're 50-16. Arkansas finished 50-13.
I don't like this stat. Virginia head coach Brian O'Connor. You want to know where he's from?
Where?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Uh-huh. A lot of experience.
He's been there since 2004. He's 749, 317, and 2. And he's made the NCAA tournament 15 times. What? There's a statue outside of TD Ameritrade Park that has his face on it?
Yikes.
What is this? This is homecoming. What is this?
What?
Weather so far for Sunday, 2 p.m. Partly to mostly cloudy, scattered storms. Storms may contain strong, gusty winds. High near 95. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. What's the orientation of the stadium?
Don't remember.
All right.
That's for Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, you might see a weather delay.
Don't talk like that. What are you doing?
I thought you said there was no weather.
Yeah, you did. You are the flip-floppinest son of a gun.
The park faces, it looks like southwest.
So
like...
You'd be hitting into the wind.
You'd be hitting... In the direction, southwest. So which way is the wind blowing?
It's coming from the southwest, west-southwest. So it might give you a little bit of boost going.
Hang on. No, I said that wrong. Hang on. I had it flipped around.
Home plate faces southeast.
Southeast.
Right.
Yeah, southeast.
So you're looking like a crosswind.
Blowing.
A crosswind or out towards left field.
Towards the left field foul pole, basically.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
At Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Kind of opposite, really.
Well, it's just going to be blowing in a little instead of blowing out a little.
We need one of those pop-up storms southeast of the stadium that sucks all the energy, so then that wind just out of the park.
Like a tornado?
No, I would not want a tornado in Omaha. That's not even funny.
I mean,
it's tornado season.
It is possible, though. Very flat in Omaha. Tornadoes love flat lands.
Tornadoes do love flat land.
It's going to be very hot and humid, which is, the breeding grounds for a tornado. You're not going to get a tornado. But
why are you guys being a tornado? What are you talking about? I'm talking about a little pop-up cell of some rain and wind, and you guys are like, oh, like a tornado? Oh, it's perfect tornado season weather.
I was driving back from Kansas City when Oklahoma got hit with all those tornadoes and, destroyed a school.
Okay. I was somewhere, too, when that happened. What?
We had to drive through the storm system.
Where did you say you were?
So the storm system had already kind of carried across some. The worst damage ended up being in Oklahoma.
And where were you?
I was coming from Kansas, coming back to Tennessee. I understand that Oklahoma is south of Kansas, but it had continued across into like Arkansas and Missouri, and we drove through it.
How'd that go?
It was pretty cool, honestly.
That might sound bad.
I'd never seen anything like it.
Love a good storm.
Because like here, you know, as I've lived in East Tennessee my entire life, we got a lot of hills, as you might be aware.
A lot of hills.
Mountains and such. But out there,
I am, in fact, aware.
Everything's flat. So when a storm comes in, you can kind of see everything. The lightning's a lot different than it is whenever you're witnessing it here in East Tennessee. So that was my first time getting to experience that. Granted, I don't know if anyone got hurt. I mean, at least no one in my party did.
Nate.
Yeah?
Maybe we could go storm chasing out there, Chris.
They have a private bass fishing lake. Prairie View Lake, just north of Omaha.
It's probably stocked.
Yeah, I don't care. I hope it is. Makes it easier to catch. Come on, Dave. Let's do it.
Was it Disney? They filled the
They stocked all the ponds so that the NBA players could go fishing. I thought that was a nice move, actually.
Yeah.
You don't want to go down there and not catch anything.
Mm-hmm. Give them something to do.
Just a good time.
There you go.
Wholesome fun, I call it.
Good, wholesome fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you just make sure you're not fishing. I don't know. I can't even keep it straight. If you're supposed to fish or not fish or whatever the luck's supposed to be, make sure you do that.
I don't think there is luck. I think it's all happenstance.
Okay. Final segment of the program.
Where are we at percentage-wise? We went from 0.1 to 2.
I don't understand why this is so hard. I can't go, but you...
You can. You just have a bad attitude.
You can go. Man, this street said Farnham Street. I thought it said Fan Run there for a second. It's all kind of ran together. I was like, that's a sign.
If there's a Fan Run Street in Omaha, Nebraska... Are you there?
I mean, Farnham, that's pretty close.
Omaha.
I mean, if you switch the R and the M, you're just...
Wait.
The little line on the A.
They have a fun run.
Yeah, lots
it's a 5K.
I found you this old Screw market that. Loft right here. $150 a night, sleeps four.
That's it.
No run is fun. I don't understand why they call them that.
How much a night?
$150.
Dude, that's a done deal.
It's marked down. Normally $326.
And that's for the dates?
This is for check-in Sunday, the championship series, not this Sunday. This is the 27th through Wednesday the 30th.
So check out Wednesday.
So you could even, I mean, basically if Tennessee caps it off in game two, celebrate all night, still sleep in, check out, and head home. If there's a game three necessary, you just got to check out that day and, you know, drive over to the stadium and then when the game's
and
over.
And then drive home at...
Lord knows what.
Midnight time. Eastern.
Well, you know.
That's a terrible idea.
Okay, I can bump it to the next day. I'm sure it's not a problem.
That's a cool-looking spot for $150 a night. And four? Dave, come on.
Oh, dude, and it's booked. The reason it's marked down is, somebody's already booked it for the whole week before, and they've booked it for the weekend after. All right, but, here, I updated it.
To Thursday?
I also don't like it when people claim and are excited about running a half marathon.
There you go.
Why is that?
It's like you did half the work. It's like might as well just do a full marathon. You don't see me out here bragging that I'm benching 600 pounds.
So for $949,
just the down part,
all in. That's the cleaning fee, the taxes, all that junk. $949. You could split it at least four ways. I don't know if they'll. You could do the sneak in. sleep on the floor thing. Plenty of floor space.
And that's four nights?
That's,
or five nights?
That's checking in on the 27th and checking out on the 1st.
How many nights is it? Five?
That's one, two, three. Four nights.
Four nights. Total what? Nine something?
949. That's everything. It's a 147 a night on Airbnb.
So like
now the fees
240 up. Per person with four. Sleeps four?
Sleeps four. There's like two, I don't know, two
so
queen
could maybe,
beds.
Could maybe be two queen beds. That's four. They got a couch in there? Just go head
yeah.
to toe. Hickman, you want to go? We go head to toe?
There's even
head
a couch.
Head to toe with a pillow divide. A couch. Hey. There's five people. Is it a pullout?
I don't think so.
Ah. Air mattress six?
Hey, you don't even need it to be a pullout.
If we were going to get two people, we did.
He's saying if he's going to go to six people, not just five.
Oh.
You know, because
yeah, yeah.
it's a couch.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could do one person on the couch, one person bringing an air mattress.
Tons
no,
of
no,
floor
yeah.
space for air mattresses.
It is a big floor.
Yeah, you could probably put about 14 people
in there.
Is
there a porch you could put somebody on?
But sometimes they'll limit it. Like, yes, we could obviously sleep eight in here, but you're not allowed to do that.
Well, yeah, they got cameras and stuff. You get busted.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that's
you
how
just,
they get you.
Who does that, though? That's kind of creepy. I don't want an Airbnb with
if
cameras.
If we said it was like two couples
in
a
U-Haul.
Well, we do know someone with experience of renting and sleeping in the back of a U-Haul.
A tent in Mitchell's backyard still sounds a lot better.
Yeah, it really does. I'm just worried about how many.
In
I mean,
U-Haul
what if
in the muggy Omaha heat?
No, I'm just saying, yeah. like, what if Charlie wants to come? Charlie would come. Russell might go. Bear? Maybe not Bear, but Russell was talking about it. Get Rick Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, we got options here. I'm having a meeting of the minds this afternoon with Russell. We'll discuss it.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
I'll do that.
Who else is going to be there to provide the minds?
I mean, man, yeah, that was top shelf stuff, Dave. Well done. I mean, that was the Don Julio of jokes. Man, how do you come up with this stuff? Amazing.
The one and only, Davey Hudson.
I'm still thinking, though. You put fan run across the side of an RV. Think about the advertising. It pays for itself.
Maybe if we get a little better at football,
you'd
and I knew we could use this more than
15 years later.
We could do basketball road trips.
Yeah.
Think about riding that bad boy up to Lexington, parking it right in front of Rupp, throwing on some sirens
and
lights.
Not the same in the winter. Like, we need fall. Like, that's camping
with
weather.
With a megaphone.
We need some... Come on, Josh Heupel.
Your death has arrived.
The Blitz is next.